Ruth and John Handelman, who are the volunteer chairs of the Butte County Study. It's the Cancer Prevention Study 3 is, I guess, starting. Quickly, what exactly is that? What basically is the Cancer Prevention Study?
Mike, it's a study that's going to follow 300,000 people across the United States, Puerto Rico, and so forth. And we're going to see what lifestyles, nutrition, and exercise habits people use in their daily life, and they don't get cancer.
Uh-huh.
Some people exercise and get cancer. Some people eat well, they still get cancer. We're going to try to find out with this big, broad study what types of lifestyles and combinations allow people to live their life cancer-free.
Okay, so now let me just, out of curiosity, what got you guys involved in this?
Glad you asked. From the time I was age 16 and I donated my first pint of blood, I've been involved in helping other people less fortunate than myself. We've been Sunday school superintendent. We've built a church in Brazil. We've gone to Haiti on mission trips for building homeless shelters. We've been participated in all sorts of volunteer activities until 2004 when
Heidi was discovered to have breast cancer.
Oh.
And that was the time when the American Cancer Society came into my life. When I answered their, or called their line to get help at 2:30 in the morning, and they were alive.
Yes.
And answered my questions and almost wiped my tears.
Oh my gosh.
And I decided before treatment, the next morning, I was going down to volunteer. And have been there ever since. And I want everyone to have that experience. And most of all, I want to see cancer eradicated so that our little grandchildren and great-grandchildren's generations won't have to say.
And they are making progress, I know that.
Yes, they are. There's so many cancers, however, that they can get pretty close to kicking one. And there's others that, don't have a large population, and so there isn't a lot of research done on that. So instead of looking at finding a cure, they're still going to have that happen in many research areas. But this study is going to look at what people's lifestyle and things they do that allow them not even to get it. So it's a proactive approach. It's look at what's going right.
You had mentioned too that not everybody, I mean, it's a nationwide survey, but not everybody in California is participating in this survey.
Right. They looked at all the demographics of different counties, and Butte County was selected as one that would have the kind of mix of population, ages, ethnic groups, backgrounds, and so forth, income styles that would allow them to get a good handle on a broad base and be able to look at the population as a whole.
So now you're kind of looking for volunteers to participate in the study, is that
correct? I'm glad you said that, Mike, because that's exactly what our job is as county coordinators. We're looking to help find 500 people in Butte County that will actually agree to enroll and be a part of this lifelong study. They'll go to a center where they get a little blood draw, like at the doctor's office.
Sure.
They'll get a waist measurement. They'll take out some basic health information. And then every couple of years after that, for up to 30 years, they're going to get another little questionnaire. Says, what's changed in your life? Have you adopted more exercise? Are you eating healthier or what? And as they find all these statistics out, they'll be able to start putting them into large groups and say, gee, this group really does better of not getting cancer. The group down here, well, they were still getting worse than normal cancers. So it's a prevention study.
The idea is that you're going to help maybe generations of kids down the line.
Yeah,
and adults.
You and me, if we've got cancer, it's really not going to help us.
Yeah.
At my age, starting to eat right now will be good, but it isn't going to prevent a cancer probably.
Right, but if
my grandkids or great-grandkids start out that way, they can have the buildup in their bodies that will help them to kick all these tiny little cancer cells before they even get started.
Okay, here's the deal, John.
I think one of the things that should be mentioned too, that if the person enrolls today in Butte County, they decide to move to another area.
Right.
they're welcome to do that because they will continue to be followed.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. You started here, but you can go, you know.
Exactly.
The survey follows you.
The paperwork would continue to
okay.
follow them.
Now, let's just say if I wanted to go ahead and join this survey, how do I go about doing
here
that?
We are.
There's a couple of ways. first of all, there's some kickoff meetings. Uh-huh. The one here in Chico is at Enloe Hospital this Thursday already at 6 o'clock in the evening. Light refreshments. There'll be an explanation of how to do it and where to do it, and that will give them an opportunity to learn about it and find out for sure they want to be a part of it. Secondly, they can go to a www.cps3, Cancer Prevention Study 3, Butte County, CPS3 Butte County, all together, .org.
Okay.
There's enrollment information on there, and they can sign up, actually get an appointment for when they will go on the enrollment day
sure.
to get their blood draw and their waist measurement and so forth. Get an appointment, they can run in and out in about 35 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get a little baseline for everybody.
And that, or they can use the study to go to, the kickoff meetings
mm-hmm.
to get some additional information and then sign up by calling the regular cancer hotlines.
All right, fantastic. Well, we invite a lot of people to do this. They need, what, 500, you said?
500 here in Butte County, and we got three enrollment sites, actually. Chico is at Enloe at the conference center.
Right.
Paradise will be next Monday, the 4th,
uh-huh.
Up there at the Feather River. And then we also have one on Wednesday at the Butte County Center for Public Health.
All right, fantastic. Well, John and Ruth, thank you so much for giving us the information. I think you had one little more tidbit, it looks like, there.
Well, I'm just going to repeat, www.cps3buttecounty.org. That'll get them on the online and be able to get additional information.
Okay.
Or you can call the telephone number. There's a local 530 number, 342-4567.
Fantastic.
That'll get you the info.
All right, we'll get all that information now. John and Ruth, thank you so much for joining us. The CPS3 study starting here in Butte County. If you want to participate, we'll have this, probably throw this up on our website on the morning show page. So if you didn't catch it all, just give it another listen later on this afternoon.